Mujeres. This is Milena Garcia at Latina Vida, your Brazilian host for today's Latina Vida Career Hacks. This is our mini podcast featuring tips and insights from our newsletters, which publish every week. If you'd like to get a copy, just visit latinavida.org and you will be prompt to sign up when you visit our page. This week's career hacks focus on building allies at work. The quote of the day is, expand your moral imaginations, build bridges, grow your allies in the process of bringing about a better world, by President Barack Obama. This week, we turn to the importance of finding allies and how to nurture those relationships in the workplace. An ally is someone who steps in to support those who may be marginalized for any reason, such as their ethnicity, their race, their class, gender, or their status. Allies can help you solve problems, give advice, or just help you look at things from a different perspective. More companies are training leaders on building and nurturing an inclusive work environment. These leaders can use their skills or their presence to encourage and advocate for people with less power or privilege in the workplace. Allies will speak up if they see you're being singled out or disrespected. They will stand with you. We all need allies. So let's look at some tips on how to develop these relationships at work. And remember, these relationships don't just sprout. They need to be cultivated and maintained. Equally important, always be allies to each other and support other women as we gain more responsibility and increased leadership roles. Always support and encourage other women around you and make them feel strong. This isn't a competition. Pay it forward. We're building allies and lifting each other up. Tip number one. Número um, respect the relationship. Keep in mind, the ally has to consider their own personal brand as they navigate how best to support you. In politically charged work environments, they may be taking substantial risks. Sometimes, an ally sees the situation from a different vantage point and can help you take courage and stand out or defend yourself. Spend time with your allies to get to know them well. If you know your ally has your back, then trust their advice. On the other hand, respect that they may not be in the right position to help. Talk it through to ask and explore the situation. Try to see their perspective and what is in both of your interests. If they're not able to help you, it's not personal. Tip number two. Número dois. Ask for the right support. Allies don't know everything, so keep an open mind for all possible solutions. When you consider the situation, also consider the people who are best positioned to help you. If you need to turn to an ally for help, don't ask them to do all the work. First, do your part. Assess what's happening and seek the right support at the right person at the right time. Tip number three. Número tres. Reciprocate. Make it a two-way street. It's really important to give back when someone goes out on the limb for you. If it's a peer, a mentor, a sponsor, and yes, even your boss, find a way to support them back. You can do this by asking if they need your help on a project or volunteer to support their favorite cause. A great way to reciprocate is to excel at what you do and make them proud. This sounds like a win-win situation. Also, always deliver on your promises and stay true to your commitment to excellence. At the end, a personal touch, like a thank you card, not just an email, can really brighten someone's day. And that's it for this week's 3LV Career Hacks on building your relationships with allies. Remember to live your vida with intention. As always, thank you for listening to Latina Vida Career Hacks. And remember, if you'd like to support this work, please look for us on Patreon. We're also interested in featuring you and how you're using this career hacks for your own success. Please write us at info@latinavida.org or give us a shout on Twitter @latinavida360.